Let's see. That was it.
Kevin.
Oh, we're on? That was one bar. Okay, we're at 31. We're fine. We are? Okay. The one to the one. Or two.
Right.
One
that closer, boys run into that.
The one closer to the court. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. That's good.
Well. is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, Jack with Chuck, here at Fairlawn for tonight's Shelby County League Boys Contest between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Fairlawn Jets. If Fort Loramie, Chuck, is to win the Shelby County League outright this year in high school basketball, tonight's game is a contest that Fort Loramie needs to win in order to go right through the league and be the number one team in the standings at the end of the regular season schedule. And perhaps Loramie is a clear-cut favorite tonight. Some people think Loramie will win comfortably. Fairlawn Jets with other ideas. A triumph tonight would be a big feather in the cap of Fairlawn. If Fairlawn seniors step up, contribute in terms of scoring, play good solid defense, Fairlawn's got a chance. But Fort Loramie's the experienced team. When you talk about losing one player, that one player is a whole heck of a lot to Fairlawn. Nate Lessing, 28 points a game. He was one of the top rebounders in the area. Shot nearly 60% from two-point land, was third or fourth in the region in three-point shooting. And Fairlawn's got to replace him with five young men on the court starting this game tonight and contributing, and seniors must lead the way.
Well, and Fairlawn does have some seniors. D.J. Graves at the point tonight is going to be key because I think he's a pretty good basketball player. He handles the ball well. He needs to get them in the right sets. He needs to keep them calm. Drew Brodigan, he needs to just be solid. He needs to just try to keep Tyler Siegel from getting three and four shots at the other end. I don't know how much Drew's going to score tonight, but I don't think scoring for him is paramount. The one that is Luke Hickman. Luke Hickman needs to get out on the perimeter, shoot the ball over the smaller guards, and put some threes in if Fairlawn's going to have a chance.
And when you talk about graduating seniors from these two teams a year ago, Fort Laramie didn't lose much. Returning is Dylan Braun. He averaged 14 points a game last year. Returning is Tyler Siegel. He averaged 11 points a game last year. Returning is Evan Burning. He averaged 10 points a game last year. Some 80 block shots were turned in by Tyler Siegel a year ago. He was number three in the region in rebounding. You've got a wealth of talent and experience back for Fort Laramie. No wonder the Redskins are a solid favorite to take the Shelby County League this year, but you've got to win them on the floor. And oftentimes, Shelby County League teams in the last few years, when Nate Lessing was playing, they would come into Fairlawn and get surprised. I remember a couple years ago, Anna was shocked right here in an early season game. There is no way that Fort Laramie can look past Fairlawn tonight. Redskins are only giving up 29.5 points a game so far through three games. The schedule gets more rugged pretty quickly starting next week. New Bremen tomorrow night at Fort Laramie, tonight on the road at Fairlawn. Head coach Corey Britton has got a challenge tonight, I think, Chuck, to keep his Redskins fired up. Three pretty easy wins so far. You drop your head, and if you don't get mentally prepared, you could get shocked.
Well, you can't come into any game and not play your best. And you want to do it for two reasons, because Fairlawn's got kids out there, too. They're going to have five kids on the floor the whole time, just like Fort Laramie is.
Yep.
But secondly, this is where you build and prepare and learn to have the intensity in good times and bad times in a basketball game. And if you can do that, that gives you a nice run. You're going to have a nice run in the tournament.
A couple of very key components tonight for Fairlawn might be the twins, Skylar Piper and Ashton Piper. Ashton starts. They both scored very well this season. In fact, in a loss to Triad, but 12, 57, 45, Ashton Piper dropped in 9. In the season opening setback to Botkins, Ashton had 9, Skylar had 8. Ashton Piper pumped in 11 when Fairlawn beat Bradford. Skylar Piper had 15 in that game with 3 three-pointers. Hey, if they can take a little pressure off the seniors for Fairlawn and make some baskets, some outside jump shots, who knows what could happen tonight. At Fort Laramie, though, so rock solid, experienced, and this team exudes the minutes they've played together. You see it. They read each other's minds, it seems like.
I think so, and I'll tell you, I think where one of the places Laramie has an advantage is that they play football, and a lot of these kids are football players.
Yep.
The Piper kids have never seen a Nick Brandewey try to body them up, because they're going to have, Brandewey's going to have the experience there. Burning is as good a defensive player as there is in the area, and he's going to be on the ball too. So those two young men, this might be a learning evening for them, but they're going to be good basketball players. We saw them when they played Botkins. I liked them. They're going to be good.
Yeah, right. Chuck, you do make a very good point indeed. Physicality, give the edge to Fort Laramie, especially here early in the season.
No doubt about it. And the freshmen are going to, there's just going to be a learning curve for them, and they're going to make some mistakes. But you got to learn from it and get better. And I know Coach Tidwell understands that, and he's been talking about with them too.
Corey Britton in year number 4 at the helm of the Fort Laramie program has the Redskins off to a very good start. A 57-22 win over New Knoxville, a 62-27 win over Botkins, a 49-39 win over Franklin Monroe, and a game we covered on Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Meanwhile, Fairlawn was beaten by Triad, 57-45. Drew Brodigham, who will be key tonight on the interior, generated 18 points of Fairlawn's 45 in that 12-point loss to Triad. Fairlawn did beat Bradford 61-29, lost to Botkins in the opener 43-39. That was a game Fairlawn very easily could have won, Chuck.
Yeah, they had it for a little bit, and Botkins did a nice job of coming back at the end. And that's a team that starts three freshmen on the perimeter. So
yes,
it's a very, very young season for all the teams, for a lot of these teams, except for the two that are at the top, Anna and Fort Laramie. They're very seasoned.
Luke Hickman pumped in 12 against Botkins. Might have scored more, but he was in foul trouble in that game. He sometimes is. He has to avoid foul problems tonight, does Luke Hickman.
He does, and I think that Brodigan is not going to get 18 tonight. I think you can write that one down.
Right.
But he needs to do a good job with Tyler Siegel. If he gets the ball on a rebound, he's got to go back up. He can't look because he's got that 6'7 shot blocker in his face. He still's got to figure out a way to get it up on the rim and try to pick up some fouls on Tyler. If you can get him sitting over here, coach next to Coach Britton, now you've done something.
Exactly. If you can get Tyler Siegel on the bench for some minutes in the first half with a couple quick fouls, Fairlawn's got a chance. If Fort Loramie experienced some foul trouble among the perimeter players on Tuesday night, and it showed when a double-digit lead in the second quarter was shaved down to 2 at the halftime break.
Right.
JV game tonight was won by Fort Loramie. Final score 47-34. Game was much closer throughout. Fort Loramie pulled away late to win by 13. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including our three Fort Loramie game-specific sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. These anchor underwriting sponsors tonight: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors: in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas for the holidays come to life. Check out the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Again, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, in Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Healthy vision for a lifetime at Primary Eye Care. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 at Sydney Car Care. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. You can also get connected to your veterans benefits on the internet at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Our starting lineups and the start of tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Fairlawn upcoming in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com.
high-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
We are your radio on the phone. Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Radio on your phone for high school sports here in the upper Miami Valley, the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. And tonight we're in the SCL as Fairlawn entertains Fort Loramie. Redskins unbeaten 3-0. Fairlawn 1-2 thus far. The Fort Loramie Redskins, the home team, being introduced to a standing crowd across the way. Chuck, we've got a throng of folks from Fort Loramie behind us. I would say that the two crowds are pretty even.
Yeah, they're pretty even. It's a Friday night. If you got your shopping done, you might as well be here watching a basketball game.
Exactly. Good turnout across the way from Fairlawn. A lot of blue. And plenty of red and black behind us. For the Fairlawn Jets, Drew Brodigham comes out. 6'3 senior. Luke Hickman, a 6'4 senior. Stephen Blanford, a 6'1 senior wing player. Ashton Piper, a 6'2 freshman. And DJ Graves, a senior, 6 feet tall. Skyler Piper, a 6'2 freshman, the twin of Ashton, will come off the bench. Two very good young perimeter players for the Fairlawn Jets. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, the opening five is as follows. Tyler Siegel, 6'7, a senior. He scored 13 points in all three Fort Loramie games so far this year. Tyler Siegel is joined by Austin Siegel up front, a 6'2 and a senior. Dylan Braun, 6'1, a senior. At a wing, Evan Burning, 6'1, a senior at wing. Nick Brandewey, out at the point, 6'2, and a sophomore. Opening tip to start the game, won by 6'7, Tyler Siegel. He bats it into backcourt to Evan Burning, up the floor to Brandewey. Tyler Siegel, as I mentioned, 13 in each of three games. He's been a blockbuster on the backboards. He's been a go-to guy in the paint. And Dylan Braun has been red hot from the outside in three contests so far. Here is Austin Siegel at the foul stripe. Gives it up left corner to Burning. Now to Tyler Siegel high. Right corner, open player, Nick Brandewey. Let's go with three ball. It clangs off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Blanford for Fairlawn.
Well, they had the high-low setup that time, and they didn't pull the trigger. I don't think they could stop Tyler Siegel on the block down there.
Here is Ashton Piper handling on the arc. Gives it off to DJ Graves. Graves wears number two, 6-footer, a senior, runs the show for the Jets. As Chuck noted in the pregame, DJ Graves has got to have a solid game tonight, handling the ball, doesn't need to make a lot of points, but needs to be the floor general and distribute the ball to the right player at the right time. But here, he turns it over with a travel in the top of the key.
Well, he gets the turnover, but there was a lot of standing that time watching him handle the basketball. You got to move. You got to get to the open spot.
Yeah, you're right. There was plenty of stagnant non-activity by Fairlawn in that possession. Here's Burning, dribble drive down the lane, flips it back out to Braun. We played a minute 12, no score. Braun goes cross-court to Brandewey. High screen, pick and roll with Austin Siegel. No pass to him, though. Ball goes opposite to Burning, straight away to Austin Siegel, top of the key. Left side of the floor, Braun. It goes to Tyler at the foul stripe, back outside to Brandewey. Boy, Fairlawn's playing excellent defense through the first minute and a half of this contest. Burning on the arc, he cuts out a sliver of space in the lane, drives to the backboard, banks it, no good, but he is shouldered en route to the rim. Defensive foul. Burning made it happen. He's at the stripe with two.
Well, Fort Loramie has Tyler Siegel, who was a post player and a shot blocker and a really good defensive player. They've got Dylan Braun, who is a scorer and a shooter, and then they've got Burning, who takes it to the rim. They've got all three aspects of the offense.
Mm-hmm. Sure do. First free throw by Burning, up and in. Second shot hits the back iron, kicks into the corner.
and Drew Brodigan traces it down for Fairlawn. 1-0, Fort Loramie leads. Three-quarter court pressure with the Redskins as they attempt to disrupt the Jets, who do eventually get it into the half court. Here's Brodigan, cross-court to Graves. Right corner, Ashton Piper, off on the play to Hickman. Hickman open from 12, flipped it up, it's around and out, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Braun. Baseline right to Austin Siegel. 5:54 to go in the first. 1-0, Fort Loramie. Sounds like a soccer score so far, Chuck. Dribble drive, Burning once again, gets free. Nice into the lane. He scores, but there's a foul called. Was the defender set? Boy, the Fort Loramie bench does not think so, but the referee rules it is a charge. Negate the basket.
Well, under the rules of high school basketball, it was absolutely a charge. They need to change that. He was standing directly under the basket. The ball had already been left his hand, and he ran into him directly under the basket. They need to change that rule.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly, Chuck. Yeah, if you're jumping up and down near the basket defensively and your forehead's touching the net when you're jumping up and down, you're too far underneath. That's right. That has to be a block. Here's Fairlawn in the half court. Diving in is Burning for the loose ball, and he's on the arm of a Jets player. Is that two on that one against Austin Siegel?
Yeah, it was Austin. He came from behind.
Yep.
Kind of a strange call for the guy on the outside to call somebody coming through from the back.
But Burning was going to be slapped with a second in a matter of 15 seconds. And we had a moving screen against the Jets before the ball is inbounded. Hickman wanted to pitch it in play, but Graves is called for a foul out near midcourt.
Yeah, he stuck a hip out.
Sluggish start to this game offensively. 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Burning, four-court right. A bounce pass into the corner for Braun. They miscommunicate, and the ball goes astray up against the wall at the end of the floor. And right now, Chuck, clearly Fort Loramie not focused. Fairlawn not doing much against Fort Loramie's physical defense. No field goals in the contest to this point. 5:18 left in the first. 25 feet away on the right, it's Blandford for Fairlawn. Outside the arc, near side, Skylar Piper, 6'2 freshman, who's in off the bench. Hickman guarded by Tyler Siegel at the foul stripe. Right wing, Skylar Piper on top Hickman. He snaps off a long three ball. It hits the flange, no good. And bounds way out to the top of the circle. Burning's got it. Down the floor to Tyler Siegel. And Siegel barges in from the right corner and lays it in crisply off the backboard. 3-0 Fort Loramie. We needed 3:10 to get the first hoop. Hickman counters. A 15-foot J is on the money for Fairlawn. 3-2 Redskins. Burning darts down the floor in a hurry. Leaves it behind him for Dylan Braun. He jacks up a three. No good. Hits the rim. Caroms into the corner. It's tracked down by Graves of the Jets. 4:28 left in the first. 3-2 Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Hickman. Bounce pass near side, Blandford. On top, Drew Brodigan. Tyler Siegel greets him. Right side to the jump shooter, Skylar Piper fades and missed it. A little hard. Rebound down to Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Burning. Stop and go move into the top of the key. On a weave to Dylan Braun. Braun picked up by Blandford. Way out on the floor. That's a tough assignment for Blandford, who checks Braun closely right there. Forces him to give up the ball. It goes baseline to Tyler. Burning foul line. Burning drives, penetrates, hands it off to Tyler Siegel, who lays it up and rolls around and comes off. He had a gimme but blew it. Good assist, or it would have been assist, had the shot gone down. Nice pass.
I think that what he got it caught between laying it up and dunking it.
You're exactly right, Chuck. Go ahead and lay it in. Use the window. Here is Brodigan posting up down inside for Fairlawn. He turns and runs right over Austin Siegel, who set up shop 5 feet from the basket, and he attracted the charging call. So we're stuck at 3-2, Fort Loramie, 3:29 to go in the first, and the Redskins have suffered, or I should say have substituted Nathan Ratterman into the game, the 6'2 junior. Burning's got the ball in the arc for Fort Loramie. Gives it up deep right corner to Ratterman. The 6'2 11th grader lobs it cross court, baseline left, Tyler Siegel. Oh, look at that drop step by Tyler. He caught the ball 7 feet away, and before you knew it, he was at the rim, put the ball on the floor once. Nice basket by Tyler. 5-2 Fort Loramie. Graves over the center line for the Fairlawn Jets. As Fort Loramie continues, a very scrappy man-to-man. Hickman outside, high right. Near side, it goes on the play to Blanford. Bounces to Hickman, 30 feet away. Good switch, top of the circle by Fort Loramie, and it causes a travel from Hickman.
Yeah, he got himself out of position that time, and had to take one extra step to get through the double team.
Superb defense by the Redskins. That trip down by Fairlawn. 2:41 left in the first. 5-2 Redskins. Here's Burning, top of the circle. He's got an alley. He scoots down the lane, banks it in on the run. Foul called. Count the goal by Burning, and he's at the stripe. Chuck, it looks to me like the Fairlawn Jets are shading four players pretty heavily, but it's Burning who's getting some freedom, and he's taking advantage.
Well, they're trying to take Braun out of the game, and it's allowing Burning to get to the rim.
You're right. And Burning completes the three-point play. He swishes the free throw, 8-2 now in favor of Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Backcourt, it's Ashton Piper, slowly brings it up. Here's an errant pass, intercepted by Ratterman. 3-on-2 break, flips it ahead to Braun. He fumbles, gets it back. On the arc to Brandewee. Deep right corner, Ratterman. Stop-and-go move results in a walk. We've had a handful of traveling calls already in this game. You may have heard head coach Corey Britton in the background shouting out, shoot it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he was thinking that time. He had a wide open shot, and he tried to take a dribble to get about 2 feet closer.
Yep, yes, sir. 2:17 left here in the first. Here is Fairlawn barreling down the floor. In from the right wing goes Ashton Piper. Shot blocked low in the right by Fort Loramie. Hickman inbounding to the right of the basket for the Jets, who trail 8-2. We near the 2-minute mark in the first quarter. Graves on the arc. Now to Hickman, deep left corner. Good switch off out high by Fort Loramie, which simply will not allow the Jets to run their attack. Here's an errant pass from the right corner by Blanford into the hands of Braun. Braun's double-teamed over the timeline. Loops a pass baseline right to Tyler Siegel. He catches, lets the defender go by, then missed the lay-in 3 feet out. Boy, Tyler's had a couple dance off the iron from in close. 8-2, Fort Loramie still. Minute 40 left in the opening quarter. Bad pass, Fairlawn. Bad pass, Fort Loramie. And then Fairlawn turns it over again. 3-on-1 break. All the way to the rack. Dylan Braun gets 2 points. And the Jets need a timeout. They sure do. Head coach Justin Sidwell up off the bench. A minute 28 to go. Opening period. Redskins up 10-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
It's scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. After the Fairlawn, or I should say after the timeout by Fairlawn, the Jets bring it down the floor. It's Hickman at midcourt, pass deflected, picked off on the play by Brandewee, and Brandewee dashes all the way to the rim and puts it through. 12-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. And Fairlawn against pressure from Fort Loramie pitches it out of bounds again. Turnover total up to 8 against the Jets. 41. And what was a sluggish start in this game that needed better than 3 minutes for the first field goal has turned into a 10-point spread mighty quickly. Here's Burning. Fakes right, goes left. Hands to Nick Brandewee at the foul line for Fort Loramie.
on the arc to Braun. Might have gotten away with the travel. Penetrates. Handoff on the play to Austin Siegel. A bank shot from 7 feet is right on target. Good feed off on the play by Dylan Braun, who attracted two defenders and found the open man. 14-2 Fort Loramie. Half minute remaining first quarter. Fairlawn down the floor, throws it inside to Hickman. Hook shot right in front, short, no good. Rebound Redskins. Redskins going pell-mell. Slipping in from the right corner is Eli Rosengarten. Left it short, no good. Blocked on the play by Brodigam of Fairlawn. The rebound down to the Jets. Cross court, it comes to Hickman. And Hickman's pass is broken up by Fort Loramie. Then the Redskins fire it down the floor into the hands of a Jets player. It is wild and woolly, frenzied pace here in the last 7 seconds of the first quarter.
I was getting ready to take a charge right there.
Yep, that ball almost wound up in our laps. Half a second to go in the first period. There's the buzzer. Jets waste the time off the clock and don't get a shot. 14-2 Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn. Fort Loramie Redskins, after a slow start, had their way with the home team over the last 5 minutes of the first quarter. It is a 14-2 game starting period number two.
Very balanced. They had Tyler Siegel had four, Burning had four. They got Brandwee and Braun and Austin Siegel all scored two.
Fort Loramie has been running fast up and down the floor, getting real good looks right around the rim. Fairlawn's turned it over far too much. At this pace, the Jets will commit 30 turnovers. 18 seconds into the second quarter. Ashton Piper's got the ball, throws it cross court, intended for Blanford. It's popped up in the air. Blanford gets it back. Jets have it baseline left. It's Hickman. Hickman with a fadeaway from 14 feet. No good, a little hard. Rebound down to Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie. Up to Brandwee, spin move at the arc. Stops, looks, goes opposite, right corner. Rosengarten available, missed it off the rim. The ball landed into the laps of Blanford. Up ahead to Hickman as Blanford and Ashton Piper were right there for the rebound. Coming out to catch, high right, Skyler Piper for the Jets, who've been held to 2 points in 9 minutes. The lone field goal, that by Hickman. Here's Drew Brodigam at work on the inside. He ducks, goes up and under, got it for two. Drew Brodigam hits, 14-4. Fort Loramie leads. Tyler Siegel on the arc to Brandwee. Brandwee drives. He bowls his way into the lane, then throws it back out to Eli Rosengarten. Rosengarten, 5'10 junior, now to Dylan Braun. Braun picked up by Skyler Piper. Dylan penetrates. There's the late pass to Tyler Siegel. Oh, wow. That's room service for Tyler.
Absolutely. I mean, if Dylan Braun doesn't care about scoring, he gets a lot of assists by being that hard to guard, getting to the rim.
16-4. Redskins up 12. Outside the arc on the left, it's Brodigam for Fairlawn. Flips it cross court. On the play to Skyler Piper. Now to Drew Brodigam between the rings. Coming out to catch Blanford. Left side of the floor, Ashton Piper. Open three-point land. Missed it. A little lengthy. Rebound, Tyler Siegel. Quickly ahead to Burning. Burning, baseline left to Rosengarten. Shot fake, up and around and out. No good. Hard-nosed rebound by Ashton Piper of Fairlawn. 12-point lead for Fort Loramie, which has missed at least three from point-blank range. The deficit facing Fairlawn could be worse. Out high with the ball, Hickman. Hickman looks for Brodigam on the inside. Jets stymied at the offensive end. Take a timeout. Down by 12 with 2.5 gone here in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Say, you've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Guyer's. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Guyer's patrons who travel from all over, Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, East Coast, middle part of the country, even Alaska. When Gus Guyer established Guyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service, and he's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Guyer's, GAIERS Inc.com. That's Guyer's, GAIERS Inc.com. Well, Fairlawn turns it over after the Jets timeout, and the Fort Loramie Redskins get a big, long three-ball, Chuck. Pumped in by whom?
Nathan Ratterman, left-hander. Nice, smooth shot. I like the way that kid plays.
The southpaw, Nathan Ratterman, banged home a three to make it 19-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Then the Redskins foul. Drew Brodigham posting up in the act of shooting down on the inside. And with 4:55 to go here in the second quarter, Drew Brodigham makes the first of two free throws, 19-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's the second shot by Drew. Dips the knees. It's on the way. It is got a little too much oomph on it. Rebound down to Ratterman of Fort Loramie to Burning. Burning might have gotten away with a double dribble. Leaves it deep right corner for Mesher, who's in off the bench. And look out, Carter Mesher, the 5'11 junior guard, throws up a long, high-arching three and hits the bottom of the well.
Good thing. I'm glad to see him out there. He went down hard in the JV game, but I'm glad to see him out there moving around.
Carter Mesher with minutes available for the varsity tilt. And he makes his initial minute on the floor pay off. Here's a drive in the lane by Graves. Left it short for Fairlawn. Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Down the floor quickly, Tyler Siegel. Behind the arc to Braun. Braun sets up, fades away, shoots a three. Count it for Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun drills a bomb. That was a trifecta from way downtown. That was in Pasco. 4:03 left here in the second quarter. 5 for Fairlawn, 25 for Fort Loramie, which has sprinted to a 20-point lead. We've still got half the second quarter to go. Left side pass to Skylar Piper for Fairlawn. Gives it up cross court to Ashton. Now to Hickman, top of the circle. He puts it on the deck. Takes left, goes right, right down the paint, all the way to the rim, and shovels it up and in. Nice play, Hickman of Fairlawn. 25-7, Redskins lead. Here's Braun setting up shop. His second straight three on the way. And again, Dylan Braun. Long ranger, but Dylan, what a smooth stroke.
Boy, his elbow stays in, and it is just perfect every time.
28-7, Fort Loramie, and the pressure D from the Redskins causes Hickman to drag the pivot foot out at midcourt. That, Chuck, about everything you said in the pregame regarding the Redskins has come true. They're playing hard and fast. The experience is overcoming the Fairlawn Jets, which is playing the two Pipers underclassmen. And the seniors don't have a lot of foot speed out there for Fairlawn. And Fort Loramie's been penetrating the lane real well. Now the Redskins are letting it fire on all cylinders from three-point territory.
They've got four here in the second quarter.
3:14 remaining till halftime. 28-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. Sounds like the first Redskins-Jets football game ever.
Maybe the first one would be worse than this.
Dribble drive, baseline left, Brandewee, and he gets some contact from the defender, banks it up with the left hand, missed it hard, no good, but he earns two free throws upcoming here.
Fairlawn cannot get into any kind of an offense down here. They can't get set.
Nope.
They can't get the ball deep enough that they can run their offense.
Fort Loramie is picking up three-quarter court, then very high in the half court. And the Jets are trying to start the offense from a good 25, 28 feet away. It's just not happening. First free throw good by Nick Brandewey. Second shot dead center too. 30-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Now Fort Loramie, after a slow start, got the wake-up call. Didn't have a field goal in this game for 3+ minutes. But the Redskins have been on a tear ever since. In fact, in the last 10 minutes of this game, a little over a quarter's time, the Redskins have produced 30, count them, 30 points. Fairlawn's got the ball in the half court to her left. Hickman spins into the corner. He's checked. Nowhere to go. Releases on the arc to Blanford. All over him is Rosengarten. And now Dylan Braun picks him up. Man free, though, down on the inside. Good bounce pass by Blanford as he hits a teammate for the Jets. It's Tyler Kelch in off the bench. Kelch, a 6'4 senior, caught the ball low on the right and dropped it in. The overplay, the double team on the outside by Fort Loramie, allowed the drive into the lane to happen. Dylan Braun missed his shot. Long rebound back to Dylan. Then it's in and out, no good. Bodies fly to the floor on the rebound attempt below the rim. And we've got a foul against Fairlawn. With 2:06 to go in the second quarter, it's 30-9 in favor of the Redskins. And let's see what has been called. Fort Loramie crowd behind us not pleased as the officials have ruled a Fort Loramie rebounder on the inside was clearing out. Nick Randowee is credited with the foul. Six players in backcourt. Pressure continues from Fort Loramie. And Chuck, I'll say this. You talk about the physicality from Fort Loramie's players who've been on the gridiron all fall. They're also in tremendous shape.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Here's a loose ball at midcourt. It's popped up in the air by the defense of Rosengarten. And Rosengarten slides down the court, stripped at the last second by the Fairlawn Jets who foul. It goes against Stephen Blanford. Seventh team foul on the Jets. Rosengarten has the 1-and-1. Clock stopped, 1:56 to go here in the first half. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are also experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, and it's built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Both free throws were made by Fort Loramie's Rosengarten. And then Fairlawn comes down the floor. Short jump shot outside the lane on the left of Blanford. He is off the front ring. No good. Rebound slapped over the end line by Fort Loramie. With 1:37 left in the second quarter, it's 32-9 in favor of the Redskins. Fort Loramie, Chuck, might have gotten off to a start that head coach Corey Britton didn't want to see. But the Redskins then revved it up fast.
And they've done it the way they've done it for all games this year, defensively.
Here's a long three-point try by Hickman after collecting the inbounds pass. It hits the back of the rim, touches the top of the backboard, comes down into the hands of a Redskin, and a Jets player is over the shoulder. But Chuck, you're right. At this pace, Fairlawn's not going to get 30 points, and Fort Loramie's going to maintain its average yield defensively per game this year of under 30. Right now it's 29 coming in. Schedule, though, gets tougher. Beginning tomorrow night at Fort Loramie with an improved New Bremen team coming to town. At the line, Dylan Braun, 1-and-1 for him. Fairlawn was on his back on the defensive rebound. He drains the first free throw and connects on the second. 34-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. Who would have thought the Redskins would have a 25-point lead, especially after watching the first 3 minutes of this game? Here's Graves between the rings for Fairlawn. Right side pass goes to Blanford, pick and roll with Brottingham. He's inside the three-point line, shoots it from 16 feet short. Might be a step or two out of his range. Rebound by Fort Loramie, blazing a trail down the floor, goes burning, and the ball is steered out of bounds from behind. Drew Brottingham hustling all the way. 1:03 to go, second quarter. Here's the inbounds play by Brandewee beneath the basket, off to the side just a bit. He lobs it in the paint to Dylan Braun. Planned action by the two. Braun goes up, catches in one motion, drops it in from 4 feet out. 36-9. Hickman counters, long three ball, swish for the Fairlawn Jets. 36-12, Fort Loramie in the lead. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Loramie running a spread, intending to play for the final shot of the second period. Corey Britton barking out instructions right in front of us. Here's a drive into the lane by Brandewee. Then he hooks it with the left hand back outside to Dylan Braun. 20 seconds left in the period. Ball delivered to Burning. Looked like he took a running step or two as he received it from his teammate. And head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. 14.9 remaining till the end of the half. And a 24-point lead for the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Do not miss out on the new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture, West Michigan in Sydney. Take advantage of that great grand reopening back in September. New inventory still in place. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan. And just like head coach Corey Britton drew it up, Chuck, during the timeout, the Redskins get a screen from Dylan Braun 23 feet away. And he chucks up a three ball, which is right on the button to end the first half of action here at Fairlawn. Boy, the Redskins were firing on all cylinders from behind the three-point line in quarter number two. A commanding 27-point edge for Fort Loramie at the break, in a game that saw no field goals scored in the first 3 minutes, believe it or not. Halftime here at Fairlawn. Up next, our Wilson Sports Medicine halftime report that is coming up shortly. 39-12 lead, Fort Loramie. We'll also hear from Chris North of the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in just a few minutes, too. We'll take a break. Back with the Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
And now the Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report with Fort Loramie leading Fairlawn 39-12. Chuck?
Well, look at the team stats first. 11-9 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. 2-1 on the offensive boards. Fairlawn turned it over 11 times. They turned it over 8 times in the first 7 minutes, so they've cut that back a little bit. Laramie only turned it over 3 times in the first half. 8-9 from the free throw line for Fort Laramie. 1-2 for Fairlawn. Luke Hickman has 7 of the 12 points for Fairlawn, 3 for Drew Brodigan, and Tyler Kelch has 2 off the bench. They scored 2 and 10, 12 for the first half. Laramie led by Dylan Braun. He scored 13 in the second quarter, 15 for the half. And then it goes down to 4 points for Brandewee, 4 points for Burning, 3 points for Mesher, 3 points for Nathan Ratterman, 2 points each for Rosengarten, Austin Siegel, and Tyler Siegel. I'm sorry, Tyler Siegel has 6 points. They scored 14 and 25, 39 to 12 at the half.
Chuck, to put it succinctly, Fort Laramie is running, shooting, and taking Fairlawn right out of its offense.
Well, they can't run any kind of offense, and at the other end, Laramie, in the first quarter, they were going inside. As soon as they started to pack that in, the three-point shooting came on. Dylan Braun had 3 in the second quarter. Murder Measure hit one. Nathan Ratterman hit one. They had 5 in the quarter. You're going to score a lot of points if you get 5 threes in a quarter.
39-12, Fort Laramie over Fairlawn. That is our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Chris North from the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission will be heard from in just a moment. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And welcome back to Fairlawn High School. I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. 39-12, Fort Laramie leads Fairlawn. We're joined by Chris North of the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Chris, tell us about your career. You're one of the many vets in the region helping vets, and you enjoy your role at the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission.
That is correct. I am I'm the assistant executive director currently. I spent 4 years in the U.S. Navy from 2001 to 2005 on board the USS Ronald Reagan. Currently at the office, we help veterans with their benefits and connect them locally to local benefits and federal benefits. We have a couple things going on in the office right now. On Monday, we have a Veterans Benefits Workshop at the American Legion from 11 to 2, where we will be giving away free haircuts to veterans and free lunch. Currently, we have 111 veterans registered for that, along with their spouses. So that'll be a good way for us to connect with the veterans and get them connected to benefits that maybe they don't know about.
And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission address and phone number.
Yes, that is. Our address is 133 South Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Our phone number is 937-498-7282.
And quickly, Chris, how about your career?
Well, I've been with the Veterans Services for almost 8 years now, and our executive director is retiring in April, and I will be taking over for him.
And prior to that, as a vet,
I was in the Navy.
That's what I thought.
Yep, I was in the Navy, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Exciting.
Very excited.
Glad you could join us here at the halftime break. And thank you, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, for being an underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
Chris, thank you so much. Chris North, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, joining us here at the half tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and your radio on the phone for the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website of Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, for more savings. Goffney Furniture, your home for high-quality furniture for adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment areas, and dining and living rooms, too. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. And don't miss out on the array of new inventory in place since that great grand reopening in September at Goffney Furniture. Time now for our LaCal Equipment Student Spotlight segment on Scores Broadcast. LaCal promotes student academic success here and has done so since the inception of ScoresBroadcast.com 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight, we promote a couple cheerleaders. Sierra Driscoll, senior cheerleader at Fairlawn, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Bo and Christy Driscoll. President of National Honor Society is Sierra, plays volleyball. She's a track star. In fact, she's got the Fairlawn school record for the 400. Also runs the 4x4, the 4x1 on Homecoming Court 2, Student Council, FCCLA, on and on. She'll study at Ohio U, sports medicine. Aaliyah Frilling, junior cheerleader at Fort Loramie, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Randy and Greta Frilling, volleyball, National Honor Society, yearbook, CYO basketball. She's a pitcher on the softball team. Aaliyah not sure about her college choice. She's thinking right now to major in education. Aaliyah Frilling, Fort Loramie, Sierra Driscoll of Fairlawn, our LaCal Equipment highlight student athletes tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com. Maybe I'll like it.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn, 39-12 in favor of the Fort Loramie Redskins as we start quarter number three. Dylan Braun's got the ball in the left corner for Fort Loramie. Dumps it down inside to a teammate. Foul called. Player on the back of Tyler Siegel. And baseline left of the rim. Redskins will throw it in. Brandewee burning Braun and the two Seagulls, Tyler and Austin. Here's the ball inbounded, low on the left to Burning. And Burning tries to force up a shot in traffic, and a Jet player grabs his arm. Two free throws for Burning. Hickman on the floor for the Fairlawn Jets, along with Stephen Blanford, Drew Brodigam out there. So is DJ Graves. Free throw is good by Burning. Ashton Piper had started the half. He checks out in favor of Skyler. 15 seconds gone here in quarter number three. Burning made the first shot, second shot, rim, backboard in. 41-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Everyone thought the Redskins would win, but wow, it is much more lopsided than we ever would have imagined. Understand that Anna has already beaten Jackson Center tonight, 66-39.
I heard a pick with Sydney score.
Here's a foul line jump shot. Yes, nice play. Skyler Piper rolled off the pick and pumped it in.
Sydney had a 47-46 lead.
Woo.
Late in the game.
Wow. Here's a long 25-foot jump shot by Fort Loramie. It is no good, too hard. Rebound taken down by Fairlawn. And Fairlawn pitches it down the floor.
It's deflected by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. So Sidney Pickwell was a one-pointer late.
That's what I was told up in the stand, so that's unofficial, but still.
That would have been a much closer game to do, I think.
Well, Sidney has a tendency to play with their competition.
Uh-huh. Fairlawn Jets looking better, running their offense here in the third quarter. A nice little baseline throw to Hickman, and Hickman leans in around the defender and drops home a five-footer. 41-16, Fort Loramie. Here's Austin Siegel down inside. Cross court, it goes to Burning. Into the paint to Tyler Siegel, and it's jammed out of bounds by the Jets. Already, Chuck, Fairlawn looks a little more comfortable than the Jets have the entire first two quarters.
Well, Loramie hasn't scored a basket, so they haven't been able to put the pressure on, so I think that's going to be the difference.
There you go.
See how it goes after they score.
Uh-huh. Here is Fort Loramie inbounding to Brandewey. He's being pressured, and there's a five-second call. Redskins get a timeout. Minute 25 gone, third quarter, 41-16 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
And after the timeout by Fort Loramie, Fairlawn throws it inbounds down low on the left to Drew Brodigham, and the ball's ripped away, and it goes out of bounds right back to the Jets, who will inbound in the left corner. 6:27 remaining, third quarter, 25-point lead for Fort Loramie, 41-16. Ball inbounded to Hickman to Graves, 30 feet away. Good screen set by Blanford. Graves, top of the circle. Blanford comes out to catch it. Now Brodigham, 20 feet out. Austin Siegel on him. Right side pass, got her Piper. Now Graves. Straight away, Drew Brodigham. Back to Graves on the arc. They're looking for Hickman on the interior, and he's being bracketed by both Siegels. Now Hickman comes out top of the circle, doesn't receive the pass, though. Instead, it's held by Blanford. Near side pass to Graves. 5:50 left in the third. 41-16 Fort Loramie. Baseline left. Good pass. Skylar Piper backs his player down. Ball is batted free by Fort Loramie. Goes over the end line. Out of bounds. Jets retain it.
I'll tell you what. I am impressed by the two freshmen, though. They're not backing away. They're not having a lot of success, but they're not backing down.
You're talking about Skylar and Ashton Piper.
Yes, sir.
Two very good-looking ninth graders here on the basketball floor for the Fairlawn Jets. Our second look at them, and they have held their own. In fact, Chuck, when you see them play, and you see them play alongside the seniors for the Jets, certainly doesn't look like that many years difference, does it?
No.
Here's a nice drive by Fort Loramie, barging down the right side of the lane goes Tyler Siegel, and while motoring to the rim, he tossed one in off the backboard. 43-16 Fort Loramie. Again, repeating a score that we heard several minutes ago. Sidney was leading Pickwell by a point late in that game. Of course, that would have been a 7:30 tip, and it could be ending in just a matter of minutes. Ball shoveled outside the arc, right side. Skylar Piper coming out to catch Brodigham behind the foul stripe. 17-footer high in the air. No good. Hit the rim. Rebound yanked down by Tyler Siegel ahead to Braun. On the arc to Tyler. Chest pass left corner. The jump shooter, Brandewey behind the three-point line. Missed it a little long. Rebound Jets. Outlet to Graves. 4:28 to go, third quarter. Cross-court skip pass to Skylar Piper. Piper on the bounce. Straight away Hickman. 43-16 Fort Loramie. Here's Hickman trying to beat his defender off the dribble.
tries to make a narrow pocket pass in tight quarters to Drew Brodigan, and he goes out of bounds.
I like the thought.
Yeah.
It was just a really kind of a tough play.
Yeah, a lot of traffic in there for that to materialize. 4 minutes and 15 seconds left here in the third quarter, 43-16 for Loramie. Neither team scored a bucket for the first 3 minutes. We didn't have a point. I think we had one free throw
right
after 3 minutes. Oh, here's good teamwork by Fort Loramie. A fourth pass finds Dylan Braun, knifing into the lane. He catches from 8 feet out, and he pops one in. Dylan Braun proving he can shoot that short J as well as the long three. 45-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Cross-court pass jets. It's Skyler Piper. Far left side, Graves. He fakes right, goes left to the rim, flips one up, blocked away by Tyler Siegel. Rebound down to Brandewey. Ball coughed up in backcourt, off the Jets last. 3:33 to go, third quarter.
You can beat your defender off the dribble against Loramie, but you better know that there's a giant back there getting ready to. He's as good a shot blocker as there is in the area.
You're right. Tyler Siegel is going to be Johnny on the spot, ready to swarm you if you do beat your man and get into the paint. Here's a long left-handed three ball by the Fort Loramie Redskins. Ratterman, it circles the rim two or three times and comes twisting out of there. Scrap for the board. And let's see what's been called. Out of bounds against the Jets. A Fairlawn player
caught a foul.
Is a little hot. It goes against Graves. It's a common foul, not shooting. Baseline left of the basket. Brandewey will enter for Fort Loramie, which won the JV game tonight, 47-34. Ashton Piper comes back in for the Jets.
Good substitution there. They need to get Graves calmed down just a little bit. And put him back out there.
Ball inbounded right below the rim to Dylan Braun. And Chuck, it looked like Dylan Braun was squeezed between the backboard and the baseline. Somehow or other, he was able to rise up, bend his back, contort his body, and bank it in.
I don't know how you lose Dylan Braun on an inbounds play.
Right. Here's interception by Fort Loramie. Long lead out, burning all the way to the rack. Redskins with the steal, and burning on a track meet was zipping the other way. 49-16 Fort Loramie. 2:48 to go, third quarter. 30 feet out, Skyler Piper. Foul line J on the way. It is, oh, it almost stuck on the back iron. It swung around the rim about three times. Fairlawn got the rebound. Another in and out by Blandford. Rebounded by the Redskins. Long heave down the floor to Brandewey. Near side, Braun. Braun 25 feet out. Screen set for him by Tyler Siegel. Braun whistles a pass to Ratterman. High right, burning. Straight away, Tyler Siegel. Look out. Three-point land, air ball. Missed the rim, hit the bottom of the backboard. That was one that Tyler probably won't shoot again.
Well, he's got a little smile on his face.
They left him open, dared him to shoot. Here's Hickman, forecourt left for Fairlawn, and a foul away from the activity against Dylan Braun of the Redskins. 2:02 to go, third quarter.
You're up 33. I guess if you're going to shoot one, that's the time to do it.
Yes. Dylan Braun out for Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel out for Fort Loramie. How many points for those two young men, Chuck?
Let's see. Siegel's got 8. And who else came out?
Dylan Braun.
He has 19.
27 between them. Braun with 19, a point short of 20. How many threes for Braun?
Yeah, his three.
All in that second quarter.
Second quarter, yep.
Under 2 to go in the third. Baseline right, Ashton Piper stops his dribble, leans in. Oh, a nifty shot, wouldn't go. It hooked the rim twice, came out. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by the Jets. Well, Fairlawn, tough shooting the last two trips down the court. Baldus would not find the net. Three shots in a row did everything but go in. Minute 40 to go in the third quarter. 49-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Nick Brandewey open. A long left-handed three ball. Swish! He's got it. Brandewey from behind the arc for Fort Loramie. Forecourt right, Blandford for Fairlawn. Gives it up 25 feet away to Skyler Piper. Deep left corner, Blandford for the Jets. He carves out space in the lane. Shot is batted free, though, by Fort Loramie. Loose ball rebound. Saved in play by Burning. Up and it goes to Ratterman. Foul line, Austin Siegel. Right corner to Ratterman. Far left side of the floor to a teammate. Open look, Rosengarten. Three-pointer short, no good. Rebound Jets, 50 seconds left in the third. Here's a hook pass down low on the left by Fairlawn. Caught, laid up, no good. Foul from behind against Fort Loramie as Tyler Kelch, with 21 on his back, may shoot or was the foul during the drive.
Caught it on the floor, yep.
48.9 to go in the third quarter. Nick Randowy comes out for Fort Loramie. Hey, not too many young men on the hardwood in the region, Chuck, play as hard as Nick Randowy. And Nick is just a 10th grader, a soft. 40 seconds left, third quarter, 52-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Bad pass in the corner by the Jets. Good anticipation by Fort Loramie, which swipes it. Nicely done by Austin Siegel. Up ahead to Burning. Half minute to go in the third. Clock counting down, 27-26. Burning at the Jets logo at the center stripe. Goes right side behind the arc to teammate wearing 33. That's Rosengarten. Now Burning controls with 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Offense is run. Burning starts to drive. Look at him go right down the lane. A lengthy shovel shot from 5 or 6 feet out. Hits the backboard, the rim, no good, but he's hacked, and he'll earn two at the stripe.
That was quite a change of pace. He had just kind of a little thing going, all of a sudden, boom, he was gone.
Tell you what, Chuck, Burning looks even quicker this year than last year. Free throw, Burning short, no good. Evan has beaten Fairlawn off the dribble repeatedly in this game tonight. 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. 52-16 Fort Loramie. Second shot by Burning. Swish. 53-16 Fort Loramie. Graves will inbound. Fairlawn's got to go the length. Chest pass up the right side intended for Skylar Piper. Goes out of bounds. The ball was barely touched.
I don't think it was touched. The clock shouldn't have started.
Yeah, you're right. It says 4.4. Didn't it say 5?
Yep, they lost 6-tenths of a second there.
Redskins below the basket, inbounds out on top to Rosengarten with 3.5 to play. Here's a long, long 30-footer, wide left, no good. Third quarter closes, 53-16 Redskins over the Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com, your radio on the phone for high school sports in Shelby County and the Midwest Athletic Conference. We are seconds into the fourth quarter. Fairlawn with the basketball to our right, trailing by 37 points. This game was without a field goal. For the first 3 minutes, Fort Loramie had a foul shot in that stretch of time. Nobody had a bucket. And then with under 5 to play in the first period, Fort Loramie took off. Here's a blocked shot by Tyler Siegel. And then he throws it too far the other way, intended for Dylan Braun.
Good thought. Bad execution. heck of a shot block at the top of the key, too. That's for a 6'7 kid, I'm impressed.
Yes. At Tyler Siegel came hustling from his pivot spot in the lane defensively, last trip down for Fairlawn, and zipped out to the top of the key area and deflected a long-range jumper and pitched the ball out down the floor. Tyler now guarding Drew Brodigham on the arc at the moment. We've played a minute here in the fourth. Brodigham hands off to Graves. Graves between the rings. Bounce pass high right. Fed on the play to Skyler Piper. He gets a screen. Angles into the lane. Lobs at left corner Graves. Here's Graves, double team, squeezes his way into the lane and lost the ball. Taken away by Braun. Long pass down the floor to Burning. Burning motors to the rim. He's bothered right at the basket and fouled, and he'll get two. Tell you what, Chuck, as this season progresses, we're going to have to look long and hard to find a player who looks more jet-propelled dashing to the basket than does Evan Burning of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we're also going to have to find competitive games to do for Fort Loramie.
I tell you what, the schedule gets a lot tougher real soon.
No doubt.
Evan Burning at the stripe. Shot number one, good. Shot number two, good. And it's 55-16. In favor of Fort Loramie, which the next two Saturdays, by the way, has got St. Henry and Bethel on the road. Two very, very good teams. So the mettle of Fort Loramie will be tested. Keep in mind that season opening game between Fort Loramie and Anna didn't happen. It was scheduled for Anna. It was postponed. So in the span of about 12 days in the middle of January, Fort Loramie and Anna will play twice. Anna routed Jackson Center tonight. Here's a long three, left side of the floor, Dylan Braun, swish, another one goes down. And the Redskins will substitute everybody in just a moment. 2 minutes have been played here in the fourth quarter, 58-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. 30 feet away on the left, it's Hickman for the Jets. He retreats, comes out near the logo at center court. Spin move, foul line by Hickman. Fall away is short of the mark, no good. Brandaway, I think, got a piece of the wrist. It was called a block, and I think that foul should have been called.
Yeah, he got fouled.
No question. Here is Fort Loramie down the floor. Ball entered into the lane to Tyler Siegel, and a little body action against him by Fairlawn. Tyler flattened to the court. He's at the stripe to shoot two.
Yeah, and this is why the subs are coming in now. Yes. The last thing you want to see is one of these starters get hurt in a game that you're up 42 points.
Yep. Siegel took a spill right there, makes his free throw, and it's 59-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Wholesale changes. Rosengarten and Ratterman back in. That's Nate Ratterman. Jake Ratterman, a 6-foot junior on the court. Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 junior, out there too. And I think that is Cody Barhorst, 5'11 senior, very good football player, who's checked in. Free throw line, Tyler Siegel, first shot good, second shot good. He swishes each one, 60-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. We expected this to be a much tougher win for Fort Loramie on the road here at Fairlawn tonight. Fort Loramie came in giving up less than 30 points a game, and the Redskins will undoubtedly improve on that defensive yield tonight, although the Jets get a big basket right there. Who pumped it in for Fairlawn?
That was Tyler Kelch. I'm kind of impressed with that young man.
Yeah, Tyler Kelch has looked good in a reserve role here tonight for the Jets, a 6'4 senior. You wonder where he's been. 4:49 to go in the fourth quarter, 60-18 in favor of Fort Loramie, which is fouled and will shoot the one and one. Don't forget, we've got action for you coming up on Tuesday as we travel to Rushi, our first look at the Rushi Raiders boys team and our first look at the Anna Rockets boys team. That's an early season showdown match in the Shelby County League, Anna Rushi. Rushi's lost once on the road to St. Henry. Anna unbeaten. Anna destroyed Jackson Center tonight. Free throws good by Fort Loramie, which has shot fouls well in this game. Not much. The Redskins have not done well. Everything has been performed at a high level by the Redskins tonight after that slow beginning. 62-18 Fort Loramie. 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dribble drive into the lane goes Skyler Piper for the Jets, and he's tripped. Common foul against Fort Loramie. Team's third of the second half. Hickman comes out for Fairlawn, as does Skyler Piper. Hoping that maybe we can get a final score for you on that Sidney Pickwa game. And that contest was mighty close. Only 1 point separated the two in the fourth quarter. Some nights, Chuck, we pick the close games, and some nights, Chuck, we pick the lopsided games.
Well, I think you gave me kind of an option on this one, and I told you I didn't think Pickle could possibly play with Sidney.
And I told you I thought Fairlawn could play with Fort Loramie at the Jets gym.
Yeah.
And neither one happened.
Neither one of us know what the heck we're talking about. I'm sure the people listening know that. Yeah. If there's anybody left in a 62-18 game.
Yeah. 4:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Fairlawn turns it over down to a right. Redskins have it. Here's a deep right corner three ball. Ratterman missed it long, no good. Barhorst has got the rebound, weak side, and he's got a finger in the eye. I understand that Sidney defeated Pickwa. Thank you, Ms. Sager. 69-61, Sidney by 8 over Pickwa.
So that 47-46 must have been at least in the third quarter.
Right. Set to throw in baseline left for Fort Loramie is Jake Ratterman, 6 foot junior. Here's Fort Loramie working the ball inside, then back on the arc with 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Nathan Ratterman, top of the key, spin move foul line, on a weave to Rosengarten, below the foul line now, back outside to Jake Ratterman, open look, three-point land, he buries it. Jake Ratterman in off the bench for Fort Loramie, knocks it down from long range, and it's 65-18 in favor of the Redskins. Seems like every Fort Loramie player who's gotten minutes tonight and touched the ball has performed extremely well. Top flight performance for the Redskins this evening. Fairlawn with wholesale changes too. Lane Gruey in the game now, 5'9 junior. Here's Gruey dribbling on the arc, runs into a defender and takes steps. 3:22 left in the fourth. Anna Rushi next Tuesday from the Rushi Gym. Tip off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. The next Friday, 1 week from tonight, Sidney at Greenville. And we've covered a couple games. Sidney at Greenville last few years, they've been squeakers. Here's a jump shot left baseline, but Fort Loramie missed. Rebound down to Fairlawn. So Anna at Rushi next Tuesday. Tip off 7:30. On the web at 7:10. Sidney at Greenville next Friday. Tip off 7:30. On the web at 7:10 with our pregame. Fairlawn with the ball in the right corner. Little give and go down inside Tyler Kelch, and he gets a shoulder from a Fort Loramie player who fouls him, and Kelch strolls to the line. He's got a couple coming.
I would say Tyler Kelch is earning himself some more playing time.
No doubt about it. Free throw by Kelch, good. Jeff Bray, listening down in South Carolina, sends us a message. After hearing that season opener, Fairlawn Botkins, I wouldn't have guessed the score here tonight. Me neither, Jeff. Chuck says the same thing. But that's how good this Fort Loramie team is, or at least has been so far. Obviously, the schedule gets much more stringent for the Redskins, who are the Shelby County League favorite here in 2017-18, and certainly a team to vie for a regional berth in the state tournament, and with a break, might be able to advance all the way to Columbus. 2:12 left to go here in the fourth quarter. There's a drive by Fort Loramie. Reverse layup tried down on the inside by Mitchell Burning, who's in now, 6'2" junior. The ball was tipped away, hit the underneath side of the board, and Fairlawn came away with the rebound. Well, we know, Chuck, that Lima Perry graduated a number of young men. Marion Locals Division III. St. Henry could be a force in Division IV coming out of a district up north. But let's face it, I don't think we've got a real strong contingent of teams in D4. Of course, time will tell. There may be some sleepers down south, Dayton and Cincinnati. But the playing field up in this part of the region in Division IV has leveled out in the last year or two. Minute 36 left in the fourth. Free throw by Fairlawn is good. Tyler Kelch makes it. 65-21. As I mentioned, Fort Loramie was giving up 29 a game coming in. Foul shot by Fairlawn, no good. Jets are stuck at 21 right now. So unless Fairlawn makes 10 points down the stretch, Fort Loramie's defensive yield per game on the year will get even lower. Drive to the basket by Mitchell Burning of Fort Loramie, blocked away off the backboard by Fairlawn. And the Jets have got it. A minute 14 left here in the fourth. Ball thrown far right corner. Tyler Kelch has it for Fairlawn. Looks for a teammate. Ball fed out back to Holman. Rosales is in now, 6'3" junior. And then the ball is deflected out of bounds by Fairlawn. And Fort Loramie gets it back once again. Before we close out our presentation tonight, we want to let you know all about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We talked about the Jewelry Barn earlier, briefly. Qualified staff providing you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn will make your holiday gift ideas come to life. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. The Jewelry Barn offers ear piercing, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Established in 2011, the Jewelry Barn has quickly become a favorite in the Upper Miami Valley. Drop in and tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about the Jewelry Barn here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene herself is a GIA certified diamond grader. Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 937-526-5557. 526-5557. On the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Jewelrybarnusa.com. Closing half minute of this game, Fairlawn attacking to our right, and Fort Loramie manages to fist the ball out of bounds into the hands of a Fairlawn cheerleader.
Mitchell Burning just hit two free throws, and that makes Loramie 19 for 21 from the line tonight. We haven't talked about that.
Yeah, I said once, I think, that I thought the Redskins were shooting them pretty well at the stripe without having the advantage of looking at your book. And you can't get much better than 19 to 21. That's outstanding at any level. Here's a long three-pointer by the Jets with 4 seconds left. Misses off to the left, no good. Tyler Kelch scraps for the rebound, can't get the shot away, and that is it. 67-21 as Fort Loramie beats the Fairlawn Jets, the outmanned Fairlawn team here tonight. Fort Loramie winning convincingly after a slow start. Not a field goal scored in this game in the first 3 minutes. It was 1-0 Fort Loramie after 3 minutes of action, and then the Redskins caught fire. And the rest, as they say, is history. 67-21 final. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight, a big shout-out, a thank you to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at TomJerry's.com. And thank you, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your ideas come to life. Resounding triumph here tonight by Fort Loramie, which belts Fairlawn to the tune of 67-21. And that 29 points a game yield by the Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, just dropped down to about 26.5 after four games this year.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'll tell you what, they do it full court, they do it half court, they box out. They gave up two offensive rebounds tonight. They turned them over 20 times. That is going to be the recipe for Fort Loramie for the season. And offensively, they got so many weapons.
Oh, yeah. Just an all-around brilliant performance by Fort Loramie here tonight. There's so much talent and experience on the court, and it's a Redskin team that will be hard to beat, although the schedule gets really, really tough. St. Henry and Bethel on the road outside the Shelby County League, a couple of non-conference games, which will be difficult for Fort Loramie for sure. Redskins are going to be tested in coming weeks.
But they want to be.
Yes,
I mean,
right.
You don't want to go through this.
No.
This is you need to play some games.
Yep. Let's take a look at the scoring, Chuck, and highlight our Clancy's Award winners this evening.
Well, Luke Hickman led Fairlawn with 9. Tyler Kelch off the bench with 7. 3 for Drew Brodigan and 2 for Skyler Piper. They scored 21 for the game. Our Clancy's player of the game, Tyler Kelch, 6'4 senior for Fort Loramie. On the other side, a lot of scoring. Dylan Braun had 22. They got 11 from Evan Burning. They got 10 from Tyler Siegel. Then it goes down to 7 from Nick Brandewey, 4 for Eli Rosengarten, 3 each for Carter Mesher, Nathan Ratterman, and Jake Ratterman. Then they got 2 from Mitchell Burning, 2 from Austin Siegel. They were just terrific. 19 of 21 from the free throw line. The two players of the game, Clancy's for Fort Loramie, going to be Dylan Braun and Evan Burning. It's kind of Dylan Braun gets it every week, and then who's his co-player? That's kind of how this has been going the last two nights.
Yep, sounds like it. Yep. They are our Clancy's Award winners, Burning and Braun for Fort Loramie, Kelch for Fairlawn, Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
With the win tonight over Fairlawn, Fort Loramie Redskins remain unbeaten, now 4-0. Fairlawn Jets are 1-3. The Jets' next game is against Houston on December the 19th. That's on the road at the Wildcats Gym. Fort Loramie comes right back tomorrow night at home. New Bremen is the opponent. And the Redskins won the JV tilt as well tonight by a score of 47-34. Our next webcast is coming up on Tuesday. It's Anna at Rushi, and that should be, what's the phrase, an old-fashioned barn burner?
It should be. I mean, the fact that they're playing it at Rushi gives Rushi a little advantage there, I think maybe talent-wise and experience-wise. Anna's got a little bit of an advantage, so I think it's going to be a heck of a game.
A tip-off 7:30 on the web on Scores broadcast at 7:10 on Tuesday night. Then next Friday, it's Sydney at Greenville, 7:30 tip on that night. Thank you to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The In-Between, south of Bodkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Thank you, Chris, for being a two-and-a-half-minute halftime guest with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chris North of the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 at Sydney Car Care. Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fairlawn, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have defeated the homestanding Jets 67-21.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.